Okay, beginning of Perek Samachim, Pasuk Aleph, Mi Zeba Me'edom Chamutz V'Godim Mi Batzra. This Nevuah refers to the time of Hashem's vengeance against the fourth Galus Edom. It refers to some point of Mohammed Skog Magog, time of Mashiach, coming of Mashiach, at that point in time. And here, these are very mysterious Pesukim. In fact, there is a Kina in on Tisha B'Av. It borrows many expressions from this parak. And it's very mystical, very mysterious. And the pasuk begins, Klal Yisrael, there's a short discussion, dialogue between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. It's not really clear if it's referring to Hashem, Klal Yisrael asks the question, who is this that is coming from Edom? Edom is the fourth. We all know that there are four Golios. There's Golos of Bavel, the one who destroyed the Bayis Rishon. Then came Paras Umadai, who destroyed, wiped out Nebuchadnezzar, and Paras allowed, wiped out Bavel. At that point in time, it was not Nebuchadnezzar. It was Belshazzar. The son of Nebuchadnezzar was Evel Merodach, and then his son was Belshazzar. And then came Paras Umadai, and after Paras Umadai comes Yavin, and after Yavin comes Edom. And we are now in Golos Edom. Golos Edom is the Romans are the ones who destroyed the Bayis Sheni, and the Golos already 1,946 years since the Churban Bayis Sheni. And Hashem at this point in time is coming to conquer, coming to destroy the Malchus of Edom. Now we know every nation has a guardian angel. So Hashem here is coming. Hashem went to Edom. I guess it refers to the Edom either in heaven or it's not really clear what it refers to. And Klal Yisrael, who is this in the distance that is coming from Edom? Chamutz Bigodim. Chamutz is a very unusual word. Doesn't appear in many places, if at all. And it's Mitzudos here says, and Rashi says, elaborates a little bit differently, but Mitzudos here says simply Lashon soiled, tzviya. Soiled. The clothing. What?
From the word chametz.
Saying kolon chametz. Okay, sour. So when the fermentation process begins, okay, it's a very and we realize it's something so simple right in front of your eyes, chametz. So when the wheat begins to the wheat begins to ferment. Okay, now it's correct. Well, not ferment, it becomes to spoil, and it turns into chametz. So here in reference to clothing, it means the clothing are dirty. The clothing have been soiled. With what? With blood. The blood of the victim. Who is the victim? Well, it's not really a victim, but it's Edom. The nation of Edom, or here more of a mystical approach to the pasuk, the blood of the guardian angel of Edom. Chamutz bigodim mibatzra. Hashem's clothing are soiled from what has occurred in this city called Batzra. Then let's read the whole pasuk and we'll go back and explain more and more. Zeh, so Klal Yisrael says, how could it possibly be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clothing is soiled? Zeh hadur bilvusho. Zeh refers to Hashem. Hashem is everything. He is a person that's normally glorified, hodur lashon of hodar,
hidur,
beautification. Bilavusha Hashem wears beautiful clothing. Tso'eh means to move about. Now we borrow the word, the real word tso'eh means to move about. We borrow this word and we use it in reference to waste, because waste is something which leaves the body, moves and departs from the body. But that's not the literal translation. That is a borrowed term. The literal word is found here. Tso means to move about.
To say with an
aleph, I'm not sure. You know, I'm not. I don't know.
With
an aleph? Waste. We say with an aleph, but is that because it's Aramaic? Because it's just the aleph and the hey. The aleph and the hey sometimes, not always, can be interchanged. Especially when dealing with Hebrew versus Aramaic. It's Aramaic. And there it says with an aleph, because that could be it's Aramaic, but it's really taken from the word. it's taken from the Hebrew tso'eh, which is always with the hey. I'm not exactly sure. There are definitely words which in Hebrew are spelled with the hey, and in Aramaic have the same sherish. They're slightly different, and in Aramaic everything kamat ends with an aleph. So it could be it's the related. Here in this context it says soya baruch, he moves about. There's no, Hashem is not constrained. It's a very unique way to describe a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is unlimited. He is not constrained. Human beings have limitations. There's only that much they can do. There's a limit to where they can travel, what they can accomplish, and what they can do. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is unlimited. Therefore, he's called Soyeh. He moves about. Beroiv Koychoi, with his abundance power. Hashem says, Ani medaber b'tztaka, Rav Lehoshia, Hashem responds, it is I that speaks with tztaka, and it is I that is abundant to say. Now, we read through the pasuk very quickly, but there's a lot going on there, so let's just explain outside, then we'll read the pasuk again inside. Again, we're referring to time of this the end of days, where Hashem is going to bring an end to Golus Edom. Edom is extremely wicked. They have destroyed the Bayis Sheni, and besides destroying the Bayis Sheni, they have brought upon Klal Yisrael great harm. Hashem is now going to take revenge, and that's the theme of this parak. Hashem is going to take revenge for what Edom has done to Klal Yisrael throughout the ages. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this by slaughtering, by killing the guardian angel of Edom. And the guardian angel of Edom is found in a city called Batsra. Basra is one of the major cities of Edom. Now, that's not really so clear why Basra is one of the major. So we'll read Rashi and the Mitzvot in a moment to bring out that point, where exactly Basra fits into the big picture. But we have to at least at this point recognize that Basra is a major city in Edom, and that's where the guardian angel of Edom is to be found. And Hashem will go there to slay this creature. And in the process of doing so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the blood, the lifeblood of the guardian angel spurts on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's garments. Now, what does that mean exactly? I don't know, but that's what it says. So let's read the pasuk. Hashem says, it is I who am coming forward to do this, to save Klal Yisrael, to bring an end to the Golus. And I am doing it when I speak, no one can hold, when I, my words are true. If I say something, I will carry it out. If I want to save, there's no one preventing me from bringing about salvation. So that's pretty much the big picture of things. Now let's maybe read some Rashi, and then we'll go back and read the pasuk. Rashi in the beginning says, Mizeh b'miyadoim, nisnabi hanavi al sohiru batzra. Seir button, Seir. Seir is another name for Edom. Seir is the nation, which is also synonymous with Edom. I hear the Navi saying prophecy on the nation of Seir and Batra. And Batra is a city in Seir. Omra was saying to Uyois, Osit Sar shall Seir litois. The guardian angel of Seir will make two mistakes. Number one, number one, he's going to make a mistake. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu set aside six cities as Ari Niklot. After this major six cities were set aside, there was an additional 42 minor cities that were joined to the major six cities. What is the purpose of these six cities? They serve as Ari Niklot, cities of refuge. That if someone kills another human being by accident, they go there, and the Goyal Hadam does not have the power to kill, to avenge the blood of the victim when the murderer is in one of these six cities. Now, the Torah, it lists the six cities, and one of them is listed as Betzer. Betzer Bamidbar. The Sar Shel Esav, or of Seir, will make a mistake, and think that Batsra is Betzer. And just like the Torah says Betzer is a city of refuge that is free from the Goyal Hadam, likewise, Batsra is free from the Goyal Hadam. That is a mistake. Batsra is not the same as Betzer.
A hundred percent.
This Gemara is a very, very difficult Gemara to understand. I never understood this Gemara from Sefer Makos. I don't know. I'm just saying the words. I don't understand. I never understood it, and I don't know what it means. And just saying the words of the Gemara. Maybe somehow.
I'm asking how Rashi. Rashi, the toast that he's going to make. What toast?
Rashi is quoting the Gemara. Rashi is just, he's not coming to explain the Pshat in the Gemara. He's just quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's going to make, Rashi only says two mistakes. The Gemara really says there are three mistakes. I'm not sure what Rashi quotes on two, but here the first mistake is he thinks that Betzer is, Batsra is Betzer. And the Torah says if you go to a city of refuge called Betzer, you're free from the Goyal Hadar. So this guardian angel knows that his days are numbered. Mashiach is about to come. Hashem wants to bring an end to the Golus. Hashem wants to bring an end to Edom. He knows that his days, he's threatened. He runs to Batsra. So that's a shtus. Batsra is not going to save you. Betzer is the city to go to for refuge. And Betzer, where is Betzer? It's in Eretz Yisrael. Batsra is far away in Edom. I don't know where it is. Maybe they know where it is. They have a city called Betzra. I don't know where it is. But this is... Basra, no, that's different. Basra is not that's not Edom. I don't know, but that's the first mistake. Shtei tuyos ases sar shul seyo lita kusavu shabat shabat shu betzer b'midbar shahaisa ir miklat. Number two, but he thinks number two mishum shein koletes elas shaygek. He thinks that who harag as Yisrael makes it. The second mistake he makes is that the cities of refuge are only for those that kill inadvertently, not for some that kills b'mezit. So the Sar Shal Esav has murdered Klal Yisrael b'mezit, not b'shoigeh. There's no din of Ori Miklot for Tseach b'mezit. So what does he think? He's going to go to a city of refuge, he's going to be spared? Nonsense. They'll come, we'll get him. The Odiyesh Meresh Agadah, now there's a third mistake which the Grash does not tell us, is that this only works for human beings. This does not work for... does not work for Malachim. So let me read you the Gemara. Here the Gemara is in Sechta Makos, Taf Yud Beis. I'm jumping out to the Gemara. Mi bo miyadam, ela zesh sor shol roimi. So Gemara calls him the Sar of Rome, not Seir, because Seir and Rome really are synonymous. Amar ish lakish, shalosh tuyos, osit sor shol roimi litais. Okay, so that's very interesting that Rashi over here, that Rashi only says two mistakes, but the Gemara says there are three mistakes. He's an angel. So the third mistake that Gemara mentions that Rashi does not mention is the city only saves human beings, does not save angels, guardian angels. So what does this guardian angel think that he's going to be saved by fleeing to the city Batsha? So Pella, why does Rashi only say two mistakes when the Gemara explicitly says there are three mistakes? I don't know the answer. Okay, so that's the first thing. Now let's go further. Then Rashi says another medrash, very interesting medrash of why Batsha. The oid yesh medrash agada al shehispika Batsha melech l'seir b'mois malka harishan. That when the first king of Seir died. Seir was a nation, ancient times. They had a king, and they needed a replacement, a leader to replace for their king. So who was the one that provided, was the first one to provide a king for a Seir? It was Batsra. Batsra was the home state of the new president. The Yimlech says in the pasuk, "Vayimlech tachtav Yoivav ben Zerach mi Batsra." Yoivav ben Zerach from Batsra was the one that became the king in Seir. Ubatsra. From that we learn Ubatsra mi Moyafu. Kimich nemar al Kirios v'al Batsra. It's mentioned in one of the psukim that it's a city from Seir. Okay, so we have over here two different things that Rashi tells about Batsra. Number one, this medrash that we just mentioned, the mistakes of the Malach. Number two, Batsra was the city that provided a king. I don't know what the significance is. I looked around and said, listen, what's the significance of this? It was the city that provided a king for Seir after its first king died. And that king was Yoivav ben Zerach mi Batsra. Okay, next Rashi. Ze hadur b'levusho v'tsoya v'nezar b'roiv koichai. Who is this that is, Rashi learned, appears to learn this as a statement, who is this that is beautified in his garments and moves about freely with his abundance of strength? So according to Rashi, I translated it a little bit differently. The Mitzvah seems to disagree with Rashi, seems to a different approach. But Rashi seems to translate this as a statement that the Jewish people are asking, who is in the distance? We see someone coming from the distance, and this thing that we see, on the one hand, we read the pasuk backwards, is dressed in the most beautiful clothing, hadur b'levusha, splendid clothing. He moves about freely. He's a very powerful, unlimited being. He's soya b'roiv koichai. And where is he coming from? Now we jump back to the beginning of the pasuk. He's coming from Batsra. We see this being returning from Batsra. And we also notice that his beautiful clothing are a little bit dirty. They have been soiled with blood. What's going on? What has happened over here? This is the question Klal Yisrael asks. Now the Mitzudos is just a little bit different. Let's finish up the Rashi. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Then Hashem answers, the end of the pasuk, Ani medaber. Hashem says, it is I, this being that you see from the distance with dirty clothing that are really beautiful in essence, and this being that moves about, it is I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu meishivai. Ani hu. It is I, Hashem says. She'ol sai lefona ledaber b'tzidkas ha'avos v'tzidkas doros shel tzara. It is I that have spoken up in the merit of the righteous, the good deeds of the forefathers, and of the righteous deeds of the people that living in this generation of tzara. This generation I'm referring to is the time of Yemos HaMashiach, when there are great difficulties in Klal Yisrael. There is shmad and there is tzara. V'tzidkasi gam hi imohem. Hashem says that my righteousness, my acts of goodness will be a merit, will serve as protection for the Jewish people. V'niglisi, and I have revealed myself, liyoyitz rav lo'ashiyah. V'heim oimrim, and the Klal Yisrael responds, madua odom lil vushcha. Madua begodecha adum. That goes into the next class. This was, why are your clothing indeed dirty? Why are they soiled? Okay, now let's see the mitzvah, just a little bit. Let's see the mitzvah, because we'll just really do that from into this parak. The mitzvah is pasukal. Mize b'miyadan hanavi hisnabe. We went from the mitzvah that's David. So it's similar to Rashi, but without the midrash, more of a derab shot. Hanavi misnabi yitshasek l'shparchu lasas nukam b'edam. The navi is misnabi like l'shparchu in time of Mashiach will take revenge against the nation of Edom. V'asar shalmal medam yehorek tchila. The first one to die will be the guardian angel of Edom. V'hanavi midabi b'loshon hanoeg b'bnei Adam. The navi speaks in a way that human beings are accustomed to hear. Even though l'shparchu everything is spiritual, it's not to be understood literally. And Hashem says, l'vushe b'godim asher b'horgam Bnei Adam levush begodim, the clothing asher behargam es mi. When it's normal that when one human being murders or kills another human being, there is blood, and the blood spurts on the murderer. Notas hadam al bigdehem ulze omar ki ilu yishalu mihu ze haba meyadam mutzpa begodim. Who is this being that is returning from Edom, whose clothing are dirty, are soiled in blood, Meir HaBatzra, which is a Krach Gadol, Zeh Hodeh B'Levusho. Now here's where the Mitzudos differs with Rashi. It's not a statement, but rather it's a question. Haloi Zeh Hoyeh Hodeh B'Levusho HaMafur. Why is Hashem's clothing dirty? Hashem's clothing is normally beautiful. It's normally Hodur, it's normally beautified. Umazen mislachachu bedam. Why is it dirtied with blood? Not like Rashi. Rashi appears to learn that the two go together. It's not a question, it's a statement. That how could it be that why is Hashem's clothing bloody, even though the clothing are still beautiful? They're beautiful, but they are still soiled. Tzoa b'rov koichoi haloi. Beroyv koychoy mag meniya umetaltel eskolaroitzen eskolar kol es kol haroitza mimakoim lemakoim ve'ein mi oimed negda u'maze hadam alavush. According to the Mitzvahs, why is Hashem's clothing dirty? Hashem is unlimited. Hashem can move about. No one can stop him. Hashem can go and kill a human being or kill a guardian angel without his clothing getting dirty. And Hashem responds, Ani medaber tzedakah kiilu amokam meishav loymar, Ani huzeh hamedaber v'amavtiach la'asoy tzedakah l'Yisrael. Hashem says it is all that has promised to do tzedakah v'klal Yisrael, v'ani hu hamarbe l'oshiyah v'kasher tachti, and it's all that will be marbe to save my people, klal Yisrael. Because that's the basic gist of the Rashi and the Mitzvahs.
There's no answer to the dirty clothing.
Oh, because he's going to answer to the next psukim. The next psukim are going to answer a little bit. We will get a little taste of an answer in the next two psukim. Now let's read the pasuk one more time. No one do read just one medrash. Mi zeh. So again, to review the pasuk, point to basically Rashi and the Mitzvahs. Mi zeh b'mayedem. Who is this? Klal Yisrael is speaking. Yeshai is Klal Yisrael personified. And they ask at the end of days, when Hashem comes to bring an end to Golus Edom, the fourth Golus, they see a being coming from the distance, from Batsra, one of the cities of Edom. Mi zeh b'mayedem. Chamutz b'godim. Why is his clothing soiled with blood? It doesn't say the word blood, but that's implied from the next psukim. Mi Batsha. Who is this who's coming from Batsha with dirty clothing? But why is his clothing dirty? Zehodur belevusho. This being, under normal circumstances, wears beautiful clothing. Soye berev koichai. His power is unlimited. He doesn't need to cause that his clothing should become dirty in battle. He moves about with an enormous amount of power. Hashem answers, Ani medaber, it is I, Hashem, that is coming. And it is I that has spoken from time immemorial. I saw the chasodim, the zoicher chastei avos, and I promised in from way back that I would bring for Klal Yisrael salvation. It is I who speaks, bitztaka, with righteousness. I promised to redeem you, and it is now that I am coming to be true to my word to redeem you. Rav lehoshia, I am unlimited in my ability to save you. Okay, now let me read you one interesting medrash. The medrash is not telling us. Let me just read the medrash. You'll take it for yourself. Mi ze ba meyadam, mahu mi ze. What does it mean over here? Mi ze. Who is this? So the medrash answers. This is a medrash in Bereishis Rabosin, Parshas Vayishlach. Le'osid lavoi holich kadosh baruch hu la'asos nekam biyadam hu bi'atzma. Hashem will go on his own to take revenge against the nation of Edom for the harm they have brought upon Klal Yisrael. V'lo yodia mahalochay l'malachay hasharis. And it's not telling, Hashem sneaks out in the middle of the night. He doesn't even tell the malachim, bye, I'll see you, I have to go somewhere. He sneaks out from Shemayim without anyone seeing. And then the next morning, the malachim line up and they come to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mevakshim lo mashir lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein moitzim ha'isod. They knock on the door. It's time to sing Shira. And Hashem is not home. So the malachim say, where did Hashem go? They don't know. So they go, the malachim ha'asharis, they go to the Yam. They go to the seas of the world. Holchem eitzel hayam. They go to the seas. V'ayim lo, and they say to the seas of the world, Nira lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps that you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to sing Shira, but Hashem is not home. He left his heavenly abode. Perhaps he came to the seas, to the Yamim. So the Yamim say, why? Shenemar, Hanoisein Bayom Derech. Because we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he occupies himself with the seas. Hashem puts Bayam in the sea Derech. Hashem, he's the supervisor for the highway that's been constructed in the Yam. Amar Elohim, so the Yam says, is not here. We have not seen the supervisor since the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Miyom Sheyibesh Oisi, from the time Hashem caused my waters to dry up when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Lahavir Banav Lesoichi, Shuv Loi Reisif, I haven't seen him. So therefore the Malachi Asharis said, no, we have a job to say Shira. He's not home. He's not at the Yam. Holchem Eitzel Sinai. Maybe Hashem went back to Har Sinai. V'ayimim, lo nira elecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did he appear to you recently? Shara Ne'amar Hashem Mi Sinai Bo, because we have a precedent that Kadosh Baruch Hu has once upon a time come down to Sinai. Omar Elohim, so the Sinai says, Miyom Shenigle Olai V'nosin Toiro Levonov Shuv Loi V'isiv, we have not seen him since the time of Matan Torah. So now the Malachi Asher is Kaholchim Eitzel Tzioin. It goes, and the Malachim go to Yerushalayim. Maybe Hashem is to be found there. And the Malachim ask, Nira L'cho HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shrei Ne'emar Ki Vachar Hashem B'Tzion. It says the pasuk Hashem has chosen Tzion. And Tzion answers, I meris lochem miyom shaholach mimeni v'hechrev ez beisov v'sodaf hecholo shuv loy v'yisiv, since Hashem destroyed the Bayis Sheni, we have not seen Hashem. Poga bohem Yishayahu. So the Malachi Ashareis go to Yishayahu, right, the author of the Sefer. Omar lohem, and Yishayahu says to the Malachi Ashareis, I hear you're a little bit lost. I hear you left Shemayim, you went to the Yam, you went to Sinai, you went to Tzion, you're looking for someone, maybe I can help you. What are you looking for? So, Mo'atem of Akshem, what do you want? The Malachi Asharis answer Yeshaya is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want Hashem. We want to sing Shira. Hashem snuck out. Amar lohem, I'll tell you where Hashem is. Achshav yatsa me'edoim. Hashem went to Edom. Hashem is coming, but look, you see in the distance, he's coming back. He went to Edom. Hadohu d'chsev mizebo me'edoim. Who is this coming from Edom? Chamutz begadim, whose clothing is dirty. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is an amazing medrash, because this medrash really, I think, opens up, I don't know the interpretation, but the medrash at least opens up a whole new approach to understanding this pasuk. This whole pasuk is very strange. This whole perek is very strange. As I mentioned when we started, this perek has been condensed into part one of the kinos. One of the kinos that deals with the Crusades. I think it's the fourth kino. There are four kinos that deal with the Crusades in Tisha B'Av, and the fourth kino, pretty much a good chunk of it, takes this and condenses it and borrows from the Pesukim. Because the Crusades are the Christians, and the Christians are Edom, and when Mevakeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish the Christians for what they've done to the Baalei Tosfos in the time of the First Crusade. And again, like we said, there are many, many expressions that are taken from this pasuk and are put over there. But the idea over here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared in this world in many ways. He appeared at Kriyas Yamsuf. At Kriyas Yamsuf, he appeared as a Gibor. Hashem Gibor, he appeared as a warrior. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared in Matan Torah. How did Hashem appear in Matan Torah? As a Zokin, someone who gave Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared in Tzion, as a Melech. Hashem appears in different Kufis, the Klal Yisrael, in different ways. A Gibor, by Kriyas Yamsuf, a Zokin in Matan Torah, a Melech, Ki Molech Hashem, but Hashem is a Melech in Tzion. And the Malachi Asharis have difficulty in relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in an entirely different way. He appears as a all three are humans in different forms.
Be a God of vengeance.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. He appears not just as a Gibor, as a God of vengeance. His clothing are soiled with blood. It's a whole different thing which the Malachi Asharis have difficulty grasping. Hashem would appear in this fashion, and they need Yeshaya to explain to them, look, Hashem is coming, you're not familiar with this approach. You only went to three locations in this world, three different revelations of Hashem in this world. There's another new revelation that will appear through Abaye HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the time of Mashiach, coming from Batra, soiled in clothing. Let's see, now Pasuk Beis, Madua, now here Klal Yisrael, they continue their conversation with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they say to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Pasuk Beis, Madua Adom Lilvushecha? Why are your clothing red? What's this stain on your clothing, your beautiful clothing, Havush B'Levushoi? Uvgodecha Kiderich Bagas. Now this introduces an entirely new theme. So first, we've only discussed the theme that Hashem's clothing is red with blood. Now there's another type of redness, the redness of yayin. To press, when one works in a wine press, and you trod upon grapes, so the the juice of the grapes comes out, and those who work in the wine press, their clothing gets soiled with the juice of the grapes. The redness of the grapes spurts on the clothing. So here we are comparing Kadosh Baruch Hu to a second type of stain, the stain of Yayin. Now Yayin, okay, let's see. So Madu Adam Lulvushachu Uvigodecha Kirecha. Why are you clothing? Dirty red, as if one has pressed grapes in a wine press. Hashem responds, "Puro dorachti levadi." Now the answer does not perfectly fit into the question. Pura means a wine press. It parallels the word gas in the previous pasuk. It's just another word for wine press. I'm not exactly why we have to have it means to crush. Pura, because in a wine press, gas means also to press. Like perurim, crumbs. Peresh means a crumb. So here, pura is also from the same shoresh. When the grapes are crushed, they turn into, they're minimized. So Hashem responds, pura.
Mefar
means to make into crumbs. Metsuda seal, looking pura hagas. Hagas tikra pur. The wine press is called a pur. Why? Kisha miforim hanavim lohitzi yain. There you crush. You press the grapes to extract the yain. Fine. So here we have a pur derachti levadi. So Hashem responds, it is I alone who have crushed the grapes, have pressed the grapes in the pura in the wine press, derachti levadi. I have crushed the grapes and trampled the grapes. And that's why my clothing are red. Ume amim einish iti, and there's no one that's stopping me. From the nations, there's no ish iti, meaning preventing me, trying to come against me to stop me. Because I have slaughtered. Now this, see, you have to read between the lines. Hashem's clothing is dirty for two reasons. The blood and the wine press. The blood is the guardian angel in heaven. Hashem says, I have murdered the guardian angel in heaven, and therefore now I can crush the human beings on this earth. So the redness of the Yayin refers to what's taking place in this world. The redness of blood is what's taking place in heaven, in the Sar Shalmaila. The guardian angel of Seir, of Edom, of Rome, has been murdered. And the proof that he has been murdered is that his lifeblood has been spurted on my garments. Now, once the guardian angel is gone, then there's the defense. There are no defense forces. The defenses are down, and now I can easily conquer the human beings on this earth. Conquering the human beings on this earth, the nation of Seir, Rome, and Edom, that's referred to with this mushal metaphor of pressing the grapes in the wine press. Puro darachti levadi umyamim enish. There is none among the nations that can hold me back because I've killed their guardian angel. The edrechem be'api, I'm going to press, trot upon them with my anger. The ermesem, and I will step upon them. This word, the emrosem, parallels the word v'edrechem. It's the same idea. Bachamosi, my anger. The yez nitzchom al begodai. So here he's going back to the blood. The yez means the spurt. Nitzchom means of their life blood. Nitzchom like netzach. The netzach is shalom yitzchak, the eternity. What gives a person life? Gives a person the ability to exist. It's the blood. So the spurt of their lifeblood, al bigodai, the chol malbushai eg olti, all of my clothing I have soiled. Ki yoyim nakam belibi, ushnas geulai ba, because there is a day of vengeance in my heart, and a year of redemption, ba has arrived. Now let's see the mitzudos. These are very deep things. Human beings are not allowed to take revenge, but Hashem can take revenge against our enemies. Let's look over here at the mitzudos. The mitzudos run through the mitzudos pasuk beis. Pasuk beis and gimel. Let's see very quickly. Madua adam luluvushacha kilu yishalu gam oisem adu kisamim adumim aluvushko begodecha himo kibide yehodorcha begas lohitzi yai min anovim sheishal begodev kisamim adumim meatozas hayain. Klal Yisrael ask Hashem, why are your clothing red? Why does it look like you have gone to a wine press and have stepped upon grapes and the juice has spurred on your clothing? So Hashem answers in Pasuk Gimel, Pura Derachti Levadi, Kilu Hamokam Yoshev. Hashem is giving the answer. Learn what to say. Ani Levadi Derachti Gas Hanavim. I alone have pressed the grapes. Rots Lema, Lo Bishusam. Now this means, according to the Mitzvot, that Hashem is saying that it's not in your merit. The time of Mashiach has to come. And unfortunately, that's going to be the theme of the rearing of the parrot. Unfortunately, it's not in your merit. The Jewish people do not have enough merit that they should deserve Geula on their own. And therefore, I'm doing it for my sake. Lema'ani. I'm doing it for my sake. Loi bischusam ki imbitzit kosi levad. Horakti, I have murdered Hasar, the guardian angel, lohitzi domo, to extract his blood. Kumoi shedorchim begas, lohitzi ayayin. Just like one steps upon grapes to extract wine, I have stepped upon the guardian angel to extract his blood. Ume amim, eimi mipa'as ho'akum, there is none among the nations, la'amoid imadi bimulchama, to stop me, ki harati hasar shalmaila. Therefore, ve'edrachem, imkain, because there is no one to stop me, I have murdered the Sar Shal Esav, I have stepped upon him, I have extracted his blood, therefore I will now trample in Cain, ani doirich gam oisam ba'api, I will tremble upon the nation of the world in my anger, v'ani roimes oisam b'chamasi, v'yez nitzcham, v'domam, their blood, tiftef al bigodai, has dripped upon my garments, v'lich lachti kol malbushai, and I have dirtied my clothing. V'chol zehu derech mashal melosh anoyik b'nei adam. Kiyam nakam b'libi, zman rav hoi b'libi yom anakam. I've been waiting for this day a very long time, Hashem says. Ushnas guli bo zman ligol es ami v'lasas anakam. The time has come to redeem my nations and to exact revenge. Okay, so these are very mystical things. We'll stop over here with Pasuk Hei.